And welcome to another airing of Radio Cultural on 93.3 CFRU. My name is Danuka, and today we'll be talking to Benny Quay of the Office of Intercultural Affairs. He is the International Student Advisor of the university, and he deals with most of the needs of international students throughout campus. We have Candy Stewart, the OIA Program Coordinator, conducting the interview. So let's listen in.
Rock and roll really suffering bad. No more rocking, no more rolling, no more jumping up like a fool. Whether you're crazy or you're lazy, man, you just got to take it cool. This is Calypso, and everyone know it is strictly rhythm and rhyme. Whether young or old, jump in the line and shake your body in time.
Hi, it's Candice here again with another OIA radio show, and today we're here with Benny Quay, one of my co-workers at the Office of Intercultural Affairs. Welcome, Benny.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay. So can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do here at the University of Guelph?
Yeah, well, I am the International Student Advisor, and as the title suggests, I advise international students. But actually, that doesn't capture everything. Yeah, I talk to everybody who shows up at my office, from an 79-year-old grandmother to a teenager. They want, essentially, they come to see me, you know, to ask all kinds of things. For example, what marks do I need to get into this university? And that's when I dispatch them to the admissions office. But anyway, I deal with all kinds of inquiries, from emails to telephones to people just dropping in, trying to get into this university. And if they are Canadian, I dispatch them to send them away. I deal with internationals and new immigrants.
Okay. Can postdocs and visiting scientists also come to the office?
Oh, they certainly can. I mean, by definition, you know, a foreign postdoc, he might as well be an international student, or she might as well be a newcomer. So I'm here to tell them, oh, you know, your contract is for a year, so you will be eligible for the Ontario Health Insurance Plan, OHIP, but you need to be here for 3 months. So in the meanwhile, you need to be covered by UHIP, the University Health Insurance Plan. little things like that, telling them where to go to get their social insurance number. I don't know whether you guys know this. You do not need a social insurance number to work. Okay? You can actually start working, but your employer cannot pay you until you have your social insurance number. So when people come to me and say, you know what, my professor says that I cannot work, I said, you can. Tell your professor to call me. Yes.
Okay. Well, before we continue, Benny is a very funny fellow, so, you know, he makes my day go by really quickly and very pleasantly. And I hope that you'll be amused today as well, but listen to some of the very important information that he has to give to you. So, Benny, like myself, you're an immigrant to Canada, mm-hmm. and maybe you can tell us some of your experiences moving from your home country to here, maybe some of the differences, some of the challenges you faced, and some of the opportunities you grasped in life to be where you are today.
You know, people leave their country for all kinds of reasons. Frankly speaking, I was very happy to leave Malaysia to come to Canada. My dad wanted to be here because politics in Malaysia was not very good, so he was thinking of his kids. But to be honest with you, I suffered from severe culture shock because back home I was a somebody. I came to Canada, I was a nobody. I was just, people made fun of my English. I was much smarter than them, but that didn't matter. I spoke with an accent. So I really wanted to go back home. But as the years went by, I said to myself, you know what? This is not a bad country. Yeah. I mean, this is quite, you know, it's life is really not worth living if one doesn't have any challenges. Yeah. What one needs to do is to stop the challenges from becoming problems. Yes. And immigrants all suffer. They get homesick. When we came, we couldn't even buy rice in the stores. Or you could buy, you know, minute rice. But we consume so much rice, we would have to buy out the whole store. Yeah. So anyway, we finally discovered there was a Chinatown 20 miles away in Victoria, BC. We lived, you know, north of Victoria. So we went there and bought a big sack of rice. Yeah, but that only lasted, because we had a big family, only 2 weeks. So, you know, you miss on your food. Food is most elemental, right, as an immigrant. And then, of course, you miss your tropical fruit. At that time, they only had banana. Now you can get lychees, you can get mangoes, you know. You can get real big pineapples. So the immigrant today, really, he and she can buy all pretty well everything. And they don't even have to go to Toronto from Guelph. We have many stores now in Guelph which sells all these quote-unquote ethnic foods.
Every
immigrant and a foreign student. You see, basically the definition of an immigrant is somebody who leaves their country to go to a new country. They may stay in that country for 4 years, or they may stay for 40 years, as I have stayed in Canada, lived in Canada for 40 years. So you have to give up a little, and you have to really shed your ethno and centrism and nationalism and say, you know, I will try everything. Yeah. Always try. You don't like it, you don't have to do it. This is a free country. But at least try.
Bye.
So you said you lived in British Columbia before. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Ontario?
Oh, there's a man, a woman. A woman brought me to Ontario. And then she dumped me. But it's okay. Thank God there were other women. Well, it was a job, actually. The economy in British Columbia at that time was rather depressed. And a friend told me, go to Ontario. It's the most dynamic province, and you'll find something. Yeah. Within a few months, I found a job at a college. Yeah. And because I had experience working for organizations in a cross-cultural context, I lived and worked abroad, I applied for a job at Humber College and got a job as the international projects officer, because we had money from CEDAR to run projects. As an illustration, we brought teachers from about 20 teachers from technical institutes in Kenya to have them upgraded, to have them take courses such as how to develop a curriculum. Yeah. So I've been in the Ontario educational system. I work for 8 years at Humber College, and I've been at Guelph now for 15 years. So mm-hmm. There you go, in a nutshell.
Okay. And as my coworker, I know so much about Benny, and you mentioned that you worked with some organizations, cross-cultural organizations, and I know you volunteered with Canada World Youth. Maybe you can tell us some experience.
I volunteered with CUSO. For Canada World Youth.
Okay.
Canada World Youth, is a cross-cultural international exchange program. And it's a very good organization in that it places young Canadians in small communities in Canada and abroad, and these Canadians are paired off with their exchange country counterparts. So they will live with a family. They will work in a dairy farm, for example, and then abroad they will be involved in little community projects. You see, one of the greatest problems in our world is ignorance of other people. When we are ignorant of another culture, we make assumptions, we make prejudicial statements such as, oh, do you know those people eat dogs? Do you know that they do this, they do that? They're not very complimentary. And in a country like Canada, an immigrant country, where it actually has a multiculturalism policy, I think every school, college, and university should be teaching, about different cultures. For example, I think anthropology should be a course that should be made compulsory for university students. Also, basic geography. Now, Canadians are wonderful people, polite, helpful. You get stuck in the snow, 10 people will help you within seconds. But when I say Canadians, I mean the white, Anglo-Saxons. But they are very cold people. They don't mean to be. You see, they start off by having their own bedroom. So space to a Canadian is very important. Never invade that space. They're very private people. Yeah. So, to the newcomer, it's very difficult. So you could be a postdoc, you could be a PhD student. When a Canadian student goes, say, to New Delhi as an exchange student, university there, by the end of the week, that student will have 3 or 4 invitations to dinner. And a student from India comes here, by the end of the year, if he or she were to get an invitation to dinner, that would be phenomenal. Yeah. So, it's difficult for international students and new immigrants to make friends. So you will see people in their little ethnic tribal groups, and then Canadians will say, look at those people. They just mix, you know. They just socialize among themselves. But, excuse me, we are the newcomers, you know. Why don't you extend an invitation? So I tell my students, don't wait for your Canadian colleagues or classmates to invite you. Why don't you invite them? And please, you know, try to follow the Canadian custom. Don't pay for them. You pay for your own drink.
So Benny, it's a busy time with all the new students coming in. What advice can you give to international students listening today in regards to any concerns or questions they may have about visas or their English competencies, the health insurance plan, etc.?
I essentially have a basic checklist. So, for example, I got a call this morning, and the student was having trouble trying to apply for her study permit. That's what they call a student visa. And I told her, well, you know, why don't you deal directly with the High Commission or consulate? You have to have that if you're coming in as a student. Even though she is from a country whereby she doesn't need a visitor visa to enter Canada, if she were to tell the officer that she's coming here as a student, the customs and immigration officer will want to see a study permit, or rather a letter approving her study permit, a letter from the High Commission or consulate. So that is one example. Another illustration. I answer quite a few emails from new students, and of course they are concerned about medical insurance, or rather their parents are, and I tell them not to be. They arrive. Now, international students are automatically covered for the university health insurance plan, which is almost a facsimile similar to the Ontario health insurance plan. So they're well covered. So they of course their parents are concerned about their medical coverage. Most new undergrad students, and I also encourage them, they basically apply, they would have applied to go into residence. Yeah, the ones who haven't, I will tell them to make, you know, contact with our off-campus housing, or rather go to the website of the off-campus housing list. We have a renter's market in Guelph now, meaning there are more rooms to be let than people seeking. So I was just telling a student the other day that, you know, she should negotiate with the landlady. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I say, you know, I'll offer you $375 a month instead of $425. Yeah, because I have a list of people who are charging less than you are. Yes, and so some students would ask, oh, how big is Guelph? Do they have this? Do they have that? And I will tell them, oh no, it's a small village, you know? So you have to bring your own entertainment. But anyway, I say, okay, visit the City of Guelph website because it's a medium-sized city, about 125,000 people as we are speaking, I think, to the almost 25% immigrant population. They are the ones producing children, or rather more than 1.2 kids. So Guelph is growing. Yeah. And I tell them that if they miss the big city, Toronto is only, you know, depending on the traffic on that big highway, 401, anywhere from 45 to 1.5 hours away, one way. So Guelph is in a good location. And many parents actually like sending their kids here because they know there's less chance of their kids, their child, son, daughter, getting into trouble here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. Knock on cement.
So this concludes our show for today. We hope you enjoyed our show, and for more information on what you've listened, please check our website at studentlife.uoguelph.ca/OIA. Thank you again for tuning in on 93.3 CFRU Radio Culturelle. My name is Danuka, and we hope that you can join us again next week for another show.
organizing the most fantastic event in the history of Guelph, but afraid no one knows to come? Posted on CFRU 93.3 FM's community events listing, now online at www.cfru.ca.
Oh!